The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A new law comes into effect today to protect tips received by workers. The Payment of Wages Act gives employees a legal entitlement to receive tips and gratuities paid in electronic form and requires that this money should be paid to workers in a manner that is fair. Now, I'm joined by Julie Galbraith, partner in employment law at global law firm Evershed Sutherland. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, what are the problems that gave rise to this law?
Yes, I think we've been hearing about problems with tips and gratuities and staff, in particular those in hospitality, so restaurants and hotels, for the last number of years. And the NUI in Galway did a really good report, which was published in June of 2021. And one of their aspects showed some of the problems with tips to date. So, for instance, tips were taken by employers to supplement the till, to cover walkouts, to buy newspapers, to cover staff events, to pay staff wages, to cover staff taxes, to make up the Christmas bonus, to cover staff or management Christmas parties.
They were stealing the money, basically.
Yes, employers were effectively taking the tip money, and in particular where we would often see in a restaurant where there's a table of six or more, that there's a mandatory service charge applied to that table.
Yeah.
In particular, that portion was often taken by the employer.
Now, there is the issue of 12.5% service charge or whatever it might be. And some people say, well, that's the tip. I'm not going to tip anymore. And other people say, well, you know, our server was really good. I'm not sure whether he or she is going to get any of that money. So they leave another tip. With this new law, everyone's going to look at the 12.5% and say, that is going to the servers or to the staff. Therefore, I don't have to tip.
Yes, the new law that came in today requires employers and businesses to have a very clear policy, which is both available to customers and also to the staff, on what will happen with tips and gratuities. And actually, that service charge, which you mentioned, is now defined as coming within the tips and gratuities. Originally, it wasn't. Whereas now employers won't be allowed to simply take that payment and it must go back to staff. The law itself says there must be a clear policy. So the employer has some flexibility as to how the tips are distributed, whether that's staff only led or whether the employer can dictate how that happens.
I mean, if the employer, for example, occasionally pulls a pint and says, well, I'm part of the staff too, I want my whack.
Yes, there's rules around that. So the Act actually gets into detail on how the employer can consider certain factors. So there are things like seniority, experience, the value of sales, the revenue generated, the number of hours worked, whether the worker is full-time or part-time, and the worker's role in service delivery. So that will cover everyone from the owner's wife who might do
the books
or reservations, or the head chef who would be on a much higher wage. But I think in essence, this has certainly been driven by the waiting staff in restaurants. It's also driven by those in hotels who maybe clean the rooms in addition to those who work in the restaurants. So the employer has a job to do to look at the guidelines that's in, or sorry, I suppose the law that's in the legislation, but take from that some of those guidelines and how they apply that across the board to all of their workers.
So in the case, say, the kitchen porter, normally not a very well-paid job, and they're working really hard, that they might get something now from the tips offered to, if you like, the front of house staff.
Yes, and I'm not saying it'll be easy because, as you say, many people will give a cash tip on their payment of their bill, and they may also give something through the credit card machine or whatever else. How will the employer be able now to figure out how much and how many tips are actually coming in to then divvy them out?
Yeah.
But that's something they have
to put in the policy. But presumably one of the servers gets a 20 euro tip, puts it in the back pocket, says nothing, you know?
Yeah, so that's what will your policy say on that? Do servers have to tell what they get in cash from the diners so that the kitchen porter can also have his portion if that's what the policy is going to say?
Yeah. Policy and reality, two very different things, because it could well be that people will say, I want to reward my server particularly. And then, of course, if they say my server was woeful, I'm not going to leave a tip. That penalises
everyone
else. So this policy, where is it going to be available? If I go into a restaurant, cafe, whatever, where am I going to see the policy?
You can actually start asking. And I did a little bit of research when I came in this morning. So say, for instance, I looked at the Ivy's website and the Ivy now says service charge from the 1st of December 2022. There will no longer be a discretionary service charge in your bill. All gratuities directly provided to a server are kept by that server. Gratuities provided by electronic means are subject to a 5% admin fee deducted to cover processing the payment. Now, that's the only deduction that an employer is allowed to do under the new law in terms of tips. It's whether there's an administration fee for the electronic piece.
So if you give the server the cash, that's fine by the Ivy.
That's fine by the Ivy.
If you leave, say, a €20 tip for a substantial bill, they can take €1 out of that, 5%,
correct,
to cover the cost of processing it.
Yes.
In other words, you know, the credit card companies charge something for all of that. It seems like, you know, a very worthy initiative, but it also seems in many ways a bit daft.
Yeah. There is a lot of new laws coming in now to protect workers, and in particular vulnerable workers, and those in hospitality would be seen as on the minimum wage, the lower end of the scale. So things like this, coupled with, say, mandatory sick pay that's coming in the next year, are all designed to protect vulnerable workers. It's all fine when the majority of restaurants are paying staff their tips received. It's problematic when they're not. So it's problematic when they are going into the Christmas nights out or paying for walkouts and staff aren't getting that. Because I'm sure many of your listeners may have started off their careers in hospitality or waitressing or whatever that might be. And we all know we live for tips, and waitressing staff really need those tips.
Yeah.
So it's trying to make sure they get in the pocket of the worker that needs them the most.
Yeah. If you get cash, I don't know, does any server ever write the revenue or fill in the form every December or whatever and say, by the way, in my job as a waiter or a waitress, I have received €500 in tips this year, therefore I want you to tax me.
And I'm sure it's a sizable chunk of change for some of the waiters and waitresses. It will become problematic now that the requirement is for payments that are even going through the credit card machine to be paid back from the employer to the employee. I would imagine that will
be
done
taxed
through payroll. It'll be,
so
it's
if you get
in some way.
€20 of a gratuity, that's your share of the night, that will be taxed now.
Yeah, I think employers need to look at that. They need to talk to their accountants. They need to figure out where exactly this would sit in the tax law. But to my mind, it's earned as income, so it's liable to income tax.
Yeah. Now we're in a position of full employment. It seems to me that the serving staff and the catering staff, hospitality staff, bedroom staff, they have the whip hand.
They do.
They can say to the employer, I don't like the way you're doing this, so I'm gone.
Yeah. And in fairness, that has been the case to date. Like, they will move around if there's better terms and benefits and things like tips in the restaurant next door. Why would they stay in an organisation that's going to take their own tips? I do see that changing a little bit. So I would say in the last 2 years, we've seen the strongest strength with employees across the board, whether that's requiring to work from home, work remotely, whatever that is across the board. But with the recent changes in the tech world, some of that strength is coming back a little bit towards the employer, which gives them that bit more flexibility to be specific on policies and specific on terms and benefits.
Okay. If someone is not happy with the regime that has been installed by their employer, what then? Do they have any recourse?
There's a few things that will come out of this. So this is an amendment to the Payment of Wages Act. So that act has existed for a long time, and that will cover employers not taking money from someone's wages to cover, say, walkouts or damages to uniform. Yeah. There's lots of rules on what an employer can actually take from someone's wages. If an employee has an issue with a deduction taken from their wages, they can take that claim to the WRC, where the WRC can award them the deduction and actually can award double the deduction. So that's a deterrent, I suppose, to employers. The other things that can come out of this is that there are Class A fines in it, which would be up to €2,500, where the employer does not have a policy and has not published that policy. And that would most often come to light where the WRC would investigate a business, and the WRC inspectors can call unannounced to any business and check work permits, can check minimum wage requirements. And this now will also be on their checklist.
Okay.
What's happening with tips?
I am tempted to say to the people in hospitality who wanted this, be careful what you wish for.
I'd agree, because there may be less money in the back pockets from here. So I think what I'd say to employers coming out of this is have a really good look at your policy, decide what's happening with tips. Have you published that? Is it available both to your customers coming in and also to your employees? And are you clear across the board, A, on the taxation, as we've talked about, and B, how that's set out across.
Interesting text here. Are these tips due to be taxed? Surely, if not, they'll go over the 1K businesses that are allowed to give employees tax-free. This is the voucher scheme, you know.
Yeah.
It's €1,000. But that's not
slightly
quite
separate.
That's separate.
Yeah.
So if not taxed, other low-paid employees such as retail are being unfairly treated by this new law as they don't get tips. The staff should get all the money and then at the end of the week have a meeting to decide how much the owner should get. So says Bernard, my daughter worked part-time on the wedding team at a local hotel, almost never received a tip, despite almost all couples I know leaving a tip for staff when paying for the wedding. A lot of people wondering about the revenue commissioners and tax. If it goes through electronically, it will be taxed.
I believe so.
Bottom line. All right. Look, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Is Julie Galbraith, partner in employment law at global law firm Eversheds Sutherland.